Anna, you've been doing your research all week long about the Bucks versus Bears, correct?
I have, yes. I'm actually looking at some of the statistics right now.
Yeah.
It's exactly what I predicted.
Is it?
Is that guy named Pedophile?
I don't know what you just said. No.
Pamphile?
That's Kevin Pamphil.
Pamphile?
Pamphil. Yes.
He's a pedophile.
No, he is not.
Pamphile?
You can't say that about him.
What
he's
does he
not.
Do to Pam?
No, Pamphil.
Why did he hurt Pam?
He didn't hurt Pam. I don't even know who
I
she is.
I don't think she liked it.
I don't think you should say that at all. No. What you're saying
Pamphile?
Is wrong. No.
Nasty.
No, he's not. He's a good person.
Whatever.
It's Kevin Pamphil.
Pamphile.
Pamphil.
Of what?
Bucks. He's a Buccaneer. He's an offensive lineman. He's a guard. He could also play tackle. He's very good.
That's nice.
It is nice, Anna. You're supposed to, if you'd done your research, you would know all this stuff. Correct?
Yes, I did. Now I know his name. I'm doing my research.
All right. Let's see if I got this. I got another HR complaint coming in. Let's see if we fixed this. Let's see here. Yeah, I think we did. Yeah. All right. Cool. Yes.
That's what didn't play?
No. Nothing played. Nothing played.
I know you were trying to play something.
No, I was playing like an actual song, like a rejoiner gotcha. Song. I'm a professional, Ryan.
I believe it.
Damn it. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. This Sunday, officially, the Bucks open the season. They had to use their bye week in the first week because there was no way they could play a football game in Florida last weekend. And it was just logistically not even realistic to move the game. I know a lot of people wanted the game to happen. I was one of them at first until I really put on my thinking cap. It's a big one, too. It's a 7 5/8. And it really did make sense to just move it to the bye week. It sucks that they don't have a bye week, but suck it up. It's the best for everybody. You don't want the players' families having to scramble to evacuate and everything else. And also fans. How are fans supposed to enjoy a game when they're worried about their homes being wiped away and everything else? It was just, you got to put, sadly, it's hard for me to even say it, but you have to put sports on the back burner sometimes.
No, it's true.
I mean, you're talking, Irma is a big, big deal. Was a big deal. It's still a big deal. So they did the right thing. I don't always say Roger Goodell does the right thing, but I think he did the only thing that you could possibly do in that situation. And I was one of the people that wasn't happy about it for a while. But after really thinking about it, I really do think that moving the game was the best thing. And it made football suck last Sunday, plus with the hurricane. I barely even watched any of the games. I watched a little bit of the Bears and the Falcons because I just wanted to see how the Bears looked and the Falcons looked because obviously we're playing the Bears and we played the Falcons twice. They're in our division. And I'll be honest, I wasn't impressed with either one of them too much.
Yeah.
I think everybody's giving the Bears too much credit, but I think the Falcons just didn't look all that great at times. But you don't take any team for granted. Like, every team could beat you.
It's week one. I think week one in football is the most overblown first week of any sport.
I mean,
The teams that looked really bad could wind up winning 4 or 5 in a row. The teams that looked really good could lose the next 3 weeks. So you just never know.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. I want to hear from the stick carriers out there, the real diehard Buck fans. I want to get your take on what you think the Bucks need to do to really, really pound the Bears this Sunday.
Pamphile.
No.
Pamphile.
His name is Kevin Pamphil, and I will not accept that from you. Pamphil. Say it. Pamphil.
Say it.
Pamphil. Pamphil.
I was about to say the worst thing that I ever said, and I'm so glad I decided not to say that.
Oh, God damn it.
I want to hear you sing.
Hey, Tampa Bay, we know how to shine.
Nope, the Bucks know how to shine.
Hey, Tampa Bay, the Bucks know how to shine. Because we know we're on the top, we stand up.
Stand up and shout.
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Go Bucks. B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Go Bucks.
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Go Bucks.
Ooh. Yeah.
That always gets me when Jameis says that. Always get me.
Let's go to the phones. Who this? New phone, who this?
Johnny B.
What's up?
Johnny B, it's Bear in Buffalo, New York, buddy.
Oh, hey, Bear, what's up? How, you are in Buffalo, New York. What's up, man? How are you?
Good, Johnny. Been here 2 weeks, buddy. Had to give you a call because, listen, I'm playing one of your divisional teams Sunday, buddy.
That's right. The Buffalo Bills are – you're playing Carolina Panthers.
Absolutely, buddy. And I'll tell you what, Johnny. You know, we might not have the strongest team this year, Johnny B, but we're going to do you a favor Sunday, and we're going to take Cam down in Carolina for you, buddy.
Actually, no, leave Cam in the game because his backup beats the crap out of the Bears every single time. We can beat Cam Newton, but if you want to take out that little Christian McCaffrey guy.
How about Kuechly, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, take him out. Oh, Kuechly's going to take himself out. When the wind blows, he gets a concussion. But if you can take out Christian McCaffrey or maybe who's the fat wide receiver?
Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, he's eating a sandwich right now, that Tubby. I'm just kidding. I would never fat shame anybody except for Kelvin Benjamin. I think the Buffalo Bills are going to win this game. I said it to somebody today. I really think going into Buffalo with Bills Mafia, that is never an easy place to play a football game. And I think
it's in Carolina, unfortunately.
Oh, it's in Carolina? Oh, you guys are going to lose. Anyway, beat Christian McCaffrey, though. That'd be great.
Well, not McCoy's going to run rough shot over him, Johnny B.
I'm kidding.
McCoy's going to have a huge game. We're going to take care of Carolina for you, buddy. And I'll tell you what, you got to beat the Bears by more than 7 because I took your Bucks and gave the 7.
I've heard. Okay, so you're taking Buffalo with so you're taking the Bucks with 7 points. Okay,
I took your boys and gave the 7.
There you go. I think it's a good bet, buddy. I've been hearing a lot of the professional opinions on different outlets, and they've been saying it's going to be a close game. I don't really think it's going to be, and that's not me just being a big old fat stick carrier and a diehard fan and a guy that thinks the Bucks are going to be the best in the world. I really think the Bears are going to come in with a little too cocky because they hung with the Falcons, and they probably should have beat the Falcons had they had a wide receiver that anybody knows their name and he could have caught a pass in the end. But I think the Bucks, they're ready for a statement right out the gate.
JB, I think you're going to blow them out, and I think they're going to be chasing Glennon all over the field, buddy.
I think Glennon's going to get sacked like 8 times, and he's going to be like, "Gosh, Jesus, Pedro, help me!" It's going to be bad.
I'd rather be sitting on the bench behind Winston than be starting in Chicago. That's what he's going to be thinking.
Yeah, he's going to miss sitting on the bench with a clean uniform like he's been doing the last couple of years. Absolutely.
Hey, JB, listen to me. Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to see you before I left, but I want you to know that just in the 2 weeks that I've been here, you are quickly becoming the biggest celebrity in Buffalo, New York already. My buddies are listening to you right now as we speak. I want to say hey to Dave and to Kathy and everybody else out there that's listening right now because you are right now becoming the hottest, biggest celebrity in Buffalo, New York, Johnny B.
Shout out to the Buffalo B-holes. Hell
yeah.
There you go.
Heck yeah, buddy. Listen, Johnny B, before I let you go, I just want everybody to know in Florida, I miss y'all. Sorry I missed the storm. Hey, Johnny, if you got any pool, by the way, my condo goes up for sale next week, buddy. So, you know, I got a beautiful condo in Countryside that needs selling, JB. So if you can get me the best price,
okay.
You got it.
I'm going to go out and play real estate agent. I'll stand in front of it, and I'll spin a sign, whatever you need me to do.
Hey, JB, listen.
Leave some coke for the rest of us. Jesus.
This is him natural. I love it.
JB, listen, the Bills Mafia has never been more popular in Buffalo right now because the godfather of the Bills Mafia has moved home, JB. I'm back, buddy.
Yes.
I'm back.
Yeah.
The Bills Mafia are bigger and stronger than ever.
Yeah.
Listen to JB, the greatest show on the face of the earth. JB, have a good one, buddy.
You too. Yeah, Bear. Hell yeah.
I think he died.
That guy's awesome.
Yeah, it was great, but he just kind of cut off.
I hung up on him. I didn't want him to die of a heart attack. Like, he was really getting ramped up.
I saw your...
I'm out of breath.
I saw your hand over that button. Like,
well,
just,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you
when you get
you
somebody
know.
That excited about football, sometimes bad language happens, you know? And then I have to make a little dumpy dump. I've already had to dump Anna 3 times tonight. Nobody even knew it. Yeah.
You didn't dump me.
No, I did.
You took a dump. You didn't dump me.
I've done that also. Ryan Adams. Johnny Bell.
And now, another 102.5 The Bone.
going on with the Rays?
Well, they were leading 5-2 in the top of the ninth. Enter the Major League Baseball save king.
Yeah.
Alex Colomé.
Yeah.
5-2 lead.
Yeah, no problem. We won.
Not a problem. I mean, you know, Alex Colomé sometimes makes it a little dramatic, you know?
Yeah.
You're thinking, all right, maybe he gives up a run.
Yeah.
No, he gave up three.
Well, that's 5-5. You can't do that.
Yeah, well, they're in the 10th inning now.
Son of a bitch.
Kevin Kiermaier, though, with two diving plays in the last two innings.
I would die for him. Right?
I think my boyfriend is in love with him.
Oh, my God.
Well, and he tries to pretend like it's me.
No, he makes us
but
gay.
But Amy.
No, Kevin,
it's him.
Kevin Kiermaier will make a straight guy gay. Like, it's just, you can't look
I
at
get
his.
It.
No, seriously. Like, I saw him in person, and I wouldn't look at his face because I thought he would do, like, the True Blood, like, vampires. And he would
glamour you.
Glamour me. Yeah. He would look at me and go, "Do you see that last game?" I'd be like, "Oh my God, pull your pants off. Let me do this. Oh, please, Kevin Kiermaier. Oh my goodness. My girl's here and I don't even care, Kevin Kiermaier. You know, daddy want to get a little one time, right?" Just me? 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We'll take your phone calls. I want to hear who do you think is going to shine the most Sunday on offense and defense for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I think that Brian Anger is going to shine the most because he has a big old forehead.
He's a big old leg.
He might be. And it's going to sound crazy, but he might be.
He's like a 12 head.
He might be the third best player on our team.
He's a punter.
Yeah.
I can't read that without the C word in front of it in my head.
Jesus.
That's believable, though. That's believable.
Yeah.
That she,
Look,
C punter.
Don't ever be a sports broadcaster, please.
No, do it. Do it, please.
With his big old egg head.
Leave his head alone. Jesus. He's like the best punter in the league. Like, he's really,
it's
really good.
Hurting my eyes right now.
Well, just look away.
All the reflection of his big old forehead.
I don't know why you got to mess with Kevin Pamphile and now.
Pamophile.
No, and
Brian Anger.
Brian Anger. Yeah, don't do that. Who do you think will be the key player on defense? And don't go with the automatic. Don't just say Quan Alexander. But even, unless you really do believe that. Ryan Adams, who do you think will be the guy that's going to really flash on Sunday that everybody's going to be talking about, that's going to be on the highlight reels on ESPN and the NFL Network? Who do you think that guy is going to be? Because I have a feeling there's going to be one guy that's going to stand out huge.
I think this is Vernon Hargrave's year to shine. I really believe that he's on his way to being one of the top 6 to 8 cornerbacks in football.
Jeez, yeah. Second year, elite already?
Yeah, he had 4 interceptions last year in his rookie year, I think, and he had a really good preseason.
He tends to be all around the ball.
He does.
So
he does.
I could see him definitely flashing and making some plays. My opinion, I think the guy on defense that is going to absolutely crush it and flip everybody out. And everybody's going to be like, what just happened, everybody? We didn't see that coming. I think Chris Baker, Swaggy Baker, is going to show up, and he is going to get 2 sacks. Chris Baker will have 2 sacks on Sunday. Chris Baker will stuff the run.
He definitely has 2 sacks.
Yes, he has 1, but he's going to have 2 sacks on Sunday. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people because people are down on him because he was kind of a goofball and Hard Knocks.
I loved it.
His sacks were just not as good as we thought they were going to be.
No, he just didn't really get any yet in the preseason.
You know, the Bucs didn't bring him in for...
He's a run stopper.
Yeah, exactly. But it'd be nice if they could get a handful of sacks out of him this year.
He's a run stopper, but he's a run stopper to get sacks.
But also Jason Licht is the general manager.
Jason Light. It's Jason Light.
It is
It's
Jason
just
Light.
Spelled like that. Yeah,
it's Jason Light. One of those funny words.
Yeah.
What is this, French?
I don't know. You're having a hard time pronouncing football player names.
That's not my fault that their names.
I'm so glad we're not previewing the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Akeem.
Could you imagine her
trying to say? Sipo Lafau.
He's not on the
Dontrell.
Team. Dontrell. Oh, man.
The way that you said
I don't like anything
offensive
that's happening right
the
now.
Quiz. I'm sorry.
Offense. Who do you think is going to be the shining star on offense?
I think Cameron Brate's going to have a good day tomorrow. I don't think.
Or what about Sunday? You think he'll play good Sunday?
Or Sunday, yeah. I think O.J. Howard's going to have his moments this year, but I think Jameis is just so comfortable with Cameron Brate.
Yeah.
I think you could see at least a touchdown and 50 or 60 yards out of Cameron Brate tomorrow.
I'll tell you what everybody wants to see. Everybody wants to see at least one super long bomb play to DeSean Jackson hook up. It's going to happen. They're going to go to him. They're going to stretch the field. Mm-hmm. They're going to put Chicago, in my opinion, they're going to put them on notice in the first quarter.
Yeah.
They're going to go deep once, twice, maybe more in the first quarter, just so that the safeties and the corners all have to respect that D-Jax is on the field. Then with Mike Evans on the other side, it's going to open everything up. And I agree with you. I think Cameron Brate's going to have 10 catches and 2 touchdowns, possibly. I really do. I really think that it's set up perfect for them to soften up that middle of the field, the seam routes, and I think Cameron Brate might destroy.
Here's a couple of questions for you.
Yeah.
By the end of the season, who has more touchdowns, O.J. Howard or Cameron Brate?
Cameron Brate.
By the end of the season, who has more receptions, Chris Godwin or Adam Humphries?
Chris Godwin. Okay. Nothing against Hump. I like Adam Humphries. But Chris Godwin's just too good. He's just too mature for his age. He is going to – they have to find a way to put him in the game.
And, it's true.
And you can't –
he'll be out there.
You can't take stars off the field. So, I mean, if you're going to go 4 wide, you're taking the tight ends off the field.
And I think with a – I don't want to say a questionable running back situation, because I think Rodgers is going to do all right. But you don't have a legitimate number one, so you could see a lot of 4 wide receiver sets.
I know. Dirk Cutter likes to pound it, though.
Dirk Cutter.
He also likes to run the ball. So,
but also John Lynch was a key player in the Tampa Bay defense for 11 seasons.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. And he's now the general manager for the 49ers.
On the Hall of Fame ballot this year.
Yeah, hopefully he gets in. Also Ronde Barber on the Hall of Fame ballot. Do you like Ronde Barber?
Simeon Rice.
Yeah, I love her.
Oh, Jesus. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Final score for the game. Anna Hummel, what do you think the final score will be? Who will win and what will the score be? Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Bears. Sunday, 1 o'clock at Raymond James Stadium.
It's going to be...
Hold on, let me get you all inspired. Hold on, let me get you here. Ready?
We stand up!
Can they just sit down for right now?
No, they're standing up. What's the final score? Who wins?
Final score is Bears 66.
Oh, boy. I don't like where this is going.
50-50.
You know, so you're going to watch an arena game.
They're going to score 5,050 points?
Just 50. I decided to go with 5-0.
So there's going to be no defense?
None whatsoever.
You're an absolute moron. No, Ryan Adams.
I'm going to say... 28-13 Bucks.
That is not a bad guess.
Thank you.
I believe we're going to score or at least set the offense up once on defense, and that's going to really give us the go-ahead to comfortably bet if you're a gambling person and you want to bet that 7-point spread. The Bucks will be favored by 7. I don't know the last time we've been favored by 7 in a game.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
But also men's Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Vernon Hargraves, the third Nike red jersey, are $99 from 4 stores.
That is really, really nice. That's a good jersey. It's a quality jersey from Nike.
Your score, Johnny B.
The Bucks will win this game 21-10.
Okay.
21-10, Bucks win.
Okay. How many TDs for old Jameis Winston?
All 3.
All 3.
They're all passing touchdowns, yeah.
Okay.
Unless the defense scores, and then it will be 28-10.
I could see a defensive touchdown tomorrow.
I would not be shocked. I'm looking for Lavonte David to shine really, really big this year. I'm looking for Quan Alexander to take even another step up into stardom and actually become a household name. I'm super excited. I'm looking for Gerald McCoy to have a good year. I'm looking for Noah Spence to come in on third downs and make some splash plays on the edge. I'm super excited, man. Don't forget Brent Grimes.
Too.
Don't forget TJ Ward, man.
T.J. Ward, I think, is going to be the wild card. He might not make an
wild
impact.
Card?
No, what I'm saying is, like, you know, he didn't get a whole camp with the team, so not to say that this guy is not a professional.
He'll be ready. By game 3, he'll be the starter, and he'll be lighting it up.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the lame duck coach, Sam Witch.
Sam Weich was a coach back in the 90s.
That suggested the Buccaneers wear the orange pants with their orange jerseys.
I remember Ian Beckles hated that game so much.
Yeah, he did.
Just look like creamsicles.
Sandwich.
Sandwich.